So let's talk about this. Family paid and medical leave. Paid family and medical leave. Now, this was something that a version of this type of bill, if I understand correctly, did not pass the New Hampshire legislature last year, correct?
That's right. That's right. There was a version of it. We tried to work with them and find some kind of common ground. It was the original version really worked as an income tax. And obviously, this is New Hampshire. We don't want income taxes here. We're not going to let that fly. So we tried to find a way around it, and it didn't work. And ultimately, the bill never got out of the legislature. But we didn't stop. Like, we knew this was going to be an issue. We knew a lot of folks are talking about this. So we kind of put our heads together over the months of the summer and into the fall and tried to design a whole new way of doing it, a whole new way to skin the cat, so to say. And I couldn't be prouder. I mean, we really came up with a plan that is unique. No other place in the country is looking at something like this. When Vermont heard about the plan we were going to propose, Bill Scott, who's a great friend, great governor of Vermont, said, oh, we want to try to do this here, because they had the same issue over in Vermont, a bill that they couldn't support. So this is really a voluntary plan. It is bring the private sector in. It provides all the benefits that the original one had, but it doesn't put the burden and the liabilities on taxpayers or the risk of it going insolvent, right? Like, if you have a fund like you're paying into, if that fund goes insolvent, there's no money left, and all the people that paid in, we're going to be left with nothing. So and our commissioner said we can't certify it was going to be there. So by using the private sector, and most importantly, using the state employees as your base pool, and you guarantee coverage for them, the rates get very low. And then all we're simply saying is, if you're in the private sector as an employer or an employee and you want to participate, you can. If you don't, you don't have to, right? There's no massive paperwork. If you want in, you come in. If you don't, you don't. It's truly voluntary plan. And because we're kind of grounding it with all the state employees, it's solvent, and it's something that the private sector wants to engage us in. So it's great, and I could be prouder of the guys for finding a new way to do this. And we already have other states across the country calling us, asking us how we're doing it, and because it looks like they want to scale the model up and bring it to other states. So look, we just want to provide something good for the people in New Hampshire, make it voluntary, and not put it on the back of the taxpayer.